May your beams awaken. May your beams awaken. May your beams awaken to the wisdom that is within. May your beams awaken to love, may your beings awaken. May your beings awaken. May your beings awaken to kindness and patience and talking with one another. May your beings awaken. May your beings awaken. We can turn any thought into a prayer for others and our planet. We can change our mind, or at least help our mind in these times that are affecting everyone, even we who sit in the comfort of our homes and with all our needs met, the collective currents of worry and death and destruction, they affect us too. Our moods shift, and it's not because of anything, it might not be because of anything in our lives, it might be because of the world. So the point is that we can pray constantly, sing it if we want, make it up as we go, make a joyful noise, right? Excuse me. And as we're doing that, or doing mantra, or that kind of thing, Saint Francis prayer, whatever works for anybody, then we are also supporting the wellness of our own mind, and thereby the wellness of our emotions, our relatedness. If we're not thinking about ourselves because we're thinking about the world, we're praying into the world, we're singing into the world, singing for the well-being of others, then we're actually not in a moment of self-cherishing, self-importance. How amazing! How welcome! For the So we smile limitless ways to be the path, limitless. And it has been said, limitless times in our years together, limitless ways to be the path. But it requires the person to act upon it, to be that path through whatever are these limitless methods and techniques that are offered here and offered any other source that each of us uses. How marvelous. It's marvelous that it's up to each of any one of us. It's marvelous that we have to show up. It's marvelous, actually. We smile with that. And we take a long, so deep breath. We are breathing with one another, breathing with every being. And every being means every being. And we are breathing freshly in this moment that has never existed before in the universe. And so, with a freshness, a childlike innocence, we feel the tip of our nose. And right there at that juncture, that interface of our face, the most protruding part of our face, into the space of the room we're in. Just be with that for a moment. Just that, the very tip of your nose. Your whole body extends right there into absolute emptiness of the space in the room. Form is emptiness right there. Right there. Allness, what we consider allness, i.e., everything that's in our mind, our emotions, our sense of self, our realities, our beliefs, our thoughts, our la 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 la's. All of it. And emptiness, space in the room, right there. We haven't even considered the breath coming in. Although it is, none of us has died. Wow. Yes, in this full moon cycle, celebrated by many around the world, and in 1 month, the other part of the world that considers the Buddha, but sitting there, that was one of his practices. Just sit there, that juncture, the tip of the nose, and how it interfaces, and therefore, how I, that I-ness, that me-ness, interfaces with everything and with no thing. The space that's right there. And so every time, if and when we do, and when any conscious being does, brings attention to that interface. The interface of the profound, absolutely profound, and the common. That's a newness. That's the newness of this moment that has never existed before in the universe. May all beings awaken. And if the mind is wandering, then we consider the breath itself. This breath, the byproduct and the gift of countless beings, many of them green, but a few others too. A breath made possible by our Mother Earth. The miracle of being able to breathe. And the gifts given to us by others of the very breath of this life. And without all those other beings giving that gift, none of us would be alive. And so do we give back? I mean, what an amazing consideration. In what ways? How frequently, infrequently, and in what ways? So before we even feel the breath come in and go down its singular trail that never deviates right down the center. The amazing gift that one single breath is, let alone every one that we breathe. Selflessly given, effortlessly given. May all beings awaken. And then we put our attention on the velvet of the breath. So soft. And it comes in and it goes out and it's still soft. We take a long, so deep breath together. And we breathe with all beings. And breathe and honor with great gratitude our Mother Earth. Ooh. Ooh. Love you all. Great day.